The email Nashua Democrat David Campbell sent to top Democratic budget writers pointed out that in addition to raising $800 million for roads and bridges over the next decade, the gas tax increase would also generate several million dollars of, quote, bonus monies. Quote, don't spend it all in one place, exclamation point, Campbell wrote. Critics of his bill were quick to pounce. The Motor Transport Association, citing the constitutional requirement that gas tax money be used for roads, threatened to sue if his bill became law. Former House Speaker Bill O'Brien, meanwhile, chided Campbell that his email ran counter to his claim that every dollar of the gas tax increase would go to roads. Representative Campbell, for his part, said the bonus monies he mentioned are simply unrefunded road tolls, a longstanding budget line containing gas taxes that are eligible for refund because they were collected for non-highway purposes like boating, snowmobiling, or agricultural use.
You know, we have a controversy when we shouldn't have one because it doesn't change the issue. And the issue is our roads and bridges are in bad, bad shape.
That was Campbell speaking to the House Public Works and Highways Committee, which he chairs. Several on the committee questioned Campbell about the email. He told them to stick together. Last week, the committee backed his bill 18-0.
There's going to be people who are going to find reasons to be against this bill. And I'm just sorry that I gave people a thread to pull on.
Republican leaders in the House oppose Campbell's plan. So do Republicans in the Senate. Leaders there want to fund roads with revenue from a casino. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.